What's up, guys? Will Witt here. I'm trying to share this post, trying to share this podcast, and Craig, Chief Marketing Officer at PragerU, is spamming me, asking me about the countdown and marketing stuff and how to get tan like me. Craig, I don't have time for you right now. I'm trying to produce a podcast today. But we're getting into it today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Will Witt Live episode 19. 19 episodes is an amazing thing. What we're getting into first today, out the gate, as we're calling it, is PragerU and a Huffington Post article. You guys might have seen this. It's kind of been all over if you guys are followers of PragerU or followers of myself. In Ohio, there was a teacher in a high school class who started teaching PragerU videos in her classroom. And so I believe it was for extra credit even. It wasn't like she was forcing people to watch PragerU videos. It was an extra credit portion that people could watch from PragerU videos. And one of the parents of one of the students who was getting this extra credit thing was very, very upset about this. And so she reported it to the school, and then eventually it got to the press, and Huffington Post wrote an article about PragerU, our impact, and they actually talked to Craig. Craig had some very good lines from the Huffington Post article. I'm going to play it for you in just a little bit, or actually right now. We're going to go in. I think the best way to go about this, and so that you guys can know what's going on with the situation, I can explain some of the stuff, and also talk about just how impactful PragerU is and how important it is that we get our message out there, is to play a video and me talk about it from someone on the left who is talking about this Huffington Post article. So let's go through this video of this guy. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name exactly, but we're going to play his video and skip around to the best parts and go through it. The Humanist Report.
So everyone on the left, myself included, all, you know, have at one point or another made fun of PragerU because they are just so obnoxious. Like a year or two ago, before what seemed like every single YouTube video, you'd see a PragerU ad.
That's awesome. We love having our PragerU ads all over YouTube. That's the point.
It was so annoying. The problem, however, is that even if we're annoyed because we know better, we know that this is just far-right propaganda funded by right-wing oligarchs.
Who are these right-wing oligarchs? They say this every single time. Taylor, do you know who these right-wing oligarchs are who are funding us?
You didn't get your check from the right-wing oligarchs that walked by all the offices today? It's like the weekly thing, right?
I got my extremist check, but I didn't get my far-right oligarch check. Thanks. Taylor couldn't continue the joke today. He has to get warmed up a little bit before he can actually get into this. No, but it's like they always claim that it's right-wing propaganda, and then he doesn't list a video. And then they say we're funded by fracking billionaires, or they claim we're right-wing oligarchs or right-wing extremists, and then they can't name anyone. It's like these are just buzzwords. So the left, this guy comes on, talks about it being propaganda, or these other people on the left all over Twitter, this is every day in my mentions, talk about it being propaganda and funded by billionaires. It's like, you guys have no actual idea. I mean, 60% of our donations at PragerU are from online donations.
Most Americans don't know any better. Lots of Americans have been exposed to PragerU, and their videos, unfortunately, are very effective.
They say exposed like this is a Jeffrey Tobin Zoom. Exposed is a good thing, that you are going and seeing these PragerU videos.
But this video that we're going to talk about, this article that we're going to talk about today, it will have you longing for the days where the biggest concern with regard to PragerU was that we saw their ads too much, because now they are trying to outright brainwash your children. They are trying to get PragerU videos taught in schools.
Stop. This is not brainwashing what we are doing. Do you understand? This is the level of delusion that many people on the left get to. They say brainwashing as if we're coming in trying to just totally change, like they're a clean slate and we are trying to just completely change their minds, and they've never heard these ideas before in their life. It's like we are the opposite of brainwashing. We are undoing what the left has done in schools for the last 60 years, where the left has controlled the media, the left controls Hollywood, the left controls the culture, the left controls the university, controls elementary, middle, high schools. They control all these things. I don't even think you would be hard-pressed to ask a leftist and say, leftist, do you think that you control most of these kind of things? I think they'd say yes. Maybe, you know, conservatives have the presidency, but they'll still say that the left is in control of the culture. So for you to come on, or any leftist come on and say that PragerU is trying to brainwash, it's like the complete opposite. Because we are the ones trying to undo what the left has been doing to children, which in my opinion is evil, for generations now, for decades.
Yeah. So as Rebecca...
That was dramatic.
Fine of HuffPost reports. An Ohio public school has been giving students original video in 5 minutes.
Because this is kind of what I was explaining about with the article. We don't really need to watch this. But listen closely. Listen closely to this next part.
Suggested that these types of assignments may become more prevalent in schools. Already 2,000 parents and educators have already signed up for PrEP. Craig Strazzeri.
Craig Strazzeri. It's Strazzeri. If you guys didn't know, it's
Is that how you say it?
I thought
it was like
Strazzeri.
Now I can't actually even think Strazzeri. Of how I used to
It's Craig Strazzeri. But Strazzeri, I think that's better. But Craig actually went pretty hard in this article. He went pretty hard. It was about if Craig's nightmare, or they claimed it was a nightmare, but Craig said he wanted every single school to have PragerU videos like it was Clockwork Orange within all of the schools, which is an amazing thing. Craig did a fantastic job here.
Marketing officer of PragerU said in an email to HuffPost. So the one incident where, you know, you have a single teacher teaching this garbage, you know, that to me, it's worrying. But it's far less problematic than this PrEP initiative, where PragerU actively tries to get their far-right propaganda taught in schools.
What we're trying to do is give parents, educators, teachers, the tools and opportunities so that they can actually arm their students with the proper tools to combat the left. You know, if they want to teach pro-American values, they should be allowed to do that. I mean, again, going back to the level of delusion with people on the left, is that to think that we are the people in the, like, overarching majority with billionaires funding us and coming in and trying to destroy the left is just absolutely crazy. There are schools across America, like I just read one about in Buffalo, New York, that is mandating the 1619 Project being taught in their school. I don't see a lot of places where PragerU videos are being mandated to be taught. In all schools across the country, I get messages every single day on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook from people saying, what do I do? Students, every single day, saying, what do I do? BLM stuff is being taught in my school, and I don't know what to do. Do I stand up and say what I believe? Do I just fly under the radar? They say this every single day to me, and I'm not even exaggerating. It is every single day that some new student is coming and telling me this. And so to think that we are this dominant force trying to come in and just, like, silence the minority is just absolutely pitiful. And they know it, too. The left knows that they're in control, and they want to just basically shut out any dissenting voice.
And 2,000 parents and educators have already signed up?
If you're a parent and educator, and you want to teach these values, go to PrEP. Taylor, can you put that in the comments?
I already did. Ahead of you.
Okay, guys, make sure you check out PrEP. If you're a parent, an educator, teacher, and you want to get involved, we need more people. We need more people so Huffington Post can write more mean articles about us. So if you want to sign up at PrEP.
That doesn't necessarily mean that, like, 2,000 different classrooms will have this, but still, the fact that there's any interest in this is worrying because it shows you what the right wants to do. They know that if all things as they stand currently don't change, regardless if they like it or not, the future is progressive because millennials...
That's a bad thing. Yeah, thank you. Everything he said was right. That's exactly what we're trying to do. We understand the future is going to be progressive. We're trying to stop that. That's why we're educating teachers and educating parents and trying to get them to educate their kids because we see a progressive future coming. We want to change that. I mean, he gets it, so...
Gen Zers. I mean, these are generations that are far more diverse, far more tolerant, far more progressive, and much more open to socialism. So if they just let this generation, you know, flourish and grow and come to power, they will change things in this country. They
flourish and grow and come to power. Have we seen the stats of young people's mental health in this country, especially in places like California, with an incredibly progressive government where there are lockdowns, there are so many radical left agendas here, and how children are doing in this country? I mean, look at the education system in LA. I mean, in Los Angeles, where we are, I mean, some of the worst grades on testing across the nation. It's a very left-wing place. I know the leftists are going to bring up their more conservative places, Alabama and Mississippi, that have bad testing as well. I get that. But the main thing to focus on here is that children are not doing well because of some left-wing agenda or because of progressive values. And there are a lot of children right now who aren't doing very well. I mean, young men are 5 times more likely to kill themselves than young women at a rate that's never before been seen, killing themselves because of suicide. Is that something that we should be proud of what our young people are doing because they're more progressive? Of course not. They're more anxious than ever. They have more insecurities than ever. They're more depressed than ever. These aren't things that we should be proud of and saying that our children are progressive. I mean, I don't want to tie all those things to progressivism and say that every child who's progressive feels these things. But, you know, the state of children in America right now is nothing that we should be super proud of. Children are not doing that well in America at the moment.
We'll change the status quo eventually. It's inevitable as it stands now, but they want to stop that.
We do. We want conservative values back in America.
So rather than just basically accepting that the future is likely going...
Oh, here's some of this. Look at this. Here's some of this right-wing propaganda. Welcome with Dennis and Otto. That's right-wing propaganda. Why should COVID fear dominate? And a president should discourage fear. Yeah, that's right. A president telling your people not to be afraid is right-wing extremist propaganda.
To be left-wing social democracy, they're trying to brainwash children at an early age. Now, we're already seeing Turning Point USA attempt to try to like push back on what they see as liberal indoctrination at colleges, because they often complain that, you know, these college campuses across the country, these are just like liberal breeding grounds, they're safe spaces, and you can go into college as a conservative and come out as a bleeding heart liberal or a socialist or even a communist. And they want to stop that with Turning Point USA. But with PragerU and their prep thing that they're offering, whatever you want to call it, a service, a strategy, I don't know. But with this...
What would you call it, Taylor?
I would call it Tear Factory, because it sounds like he's about to cry.
I know. I think he might. I don't know. Use a beard and wipe up the tears. Did you guys see my goatee? Anyway.
No one can see.
I know. It's not. When I go full screen, you guys can see it.
You wish you had this guy's beard.
I do wish I had this guy's beard. This guy is an alpha. I am a beta soy boy.
You appeal to a younger demographic, K through 12, where they're teaching possibly elementary students about right-wing propaganda, lying to them, indoctrinating them.
I would love to hear. You guys watch this show. You guys have watched my show, my podcast, every single week. Well, maybe not every single week, but a lot of you guys tune in every single week, and thank you guys for doing so. Remember, share this podcast everywhere and rate it 5 stars. Anyway, you guys watch it every week, and when I talk about a topic about the left, when I go in on a topic, I bring up an article that I put behind me, or I have a source for it, or I'm talking about something specific in the news, whatever it might be, I'm actually talking about something that the left did. Undoubtedly, it's a fact that the left or someone did this certain thing, and I am bringing it up to give my opinion and my take on it. People like this on the left come and talk about PragerU, and they label us as right-wing propaganda without saying what our propaganda is. This is what we have to do. When you guys are talking to people and they list PragerU, or they talk to about conservatives and they say it's just right-wing propaganda, pressure them on what is the propaganda. What is the propaganda? Video we have about the Ten Commandments? Videos we have about the history of the Vietnam War? Like, what is the right-wing propaganda? I would love to hear from these people. We are a channel, we are an organization at PragerU that is aiming to educate people, not through propaganda, but through the real truth. That is what we are trying to do, and so we appreciate all of you guys' support, always.
And let me tell you, what they can do, if they're successful with this strategy, is far more damage to the country long-term than even Fox News has done to this country to brainwash Americans.
I would love to hear. Maybe he'll go into it. I haven't seen this full video, but maybe he'll go into what the damage would be if conservatives had our way. I mean, if we're true conservatives had our way, less government, no more lockdowns. I mean, those things sound pretty good to me.
And that is absolutely horrifying. And it may be an early thing that they just launched with only 2,000 people signing up. But when you have virtually unlimited resources at your disposal and lots of right-wing investors who want to fund this project because they know...
This guy's talking about stuff at your disposal. This guy has 3 TVs behind him. I have these wooden planks. Do you see my set? It's changed every week. I'm on some stupid webcam with a microphone. Like, me and Taylor doing this, like, we don't have these resources. we appreciate your guys' support, but to say that, like, this is some amazing set or something, we're trying to improve it. You guys see we're getting pictures and stuff.
They made us take down his bottle of Aunt Jemima that was just nailed to the wall.
Jemima is down, but we still got her. She's safe. Yep. Don't worry. You're safe, AJ. But, yeah, this guy's talking about resources and stuff. He has 3 TV screens behind him. What do you need 3 TV screens for? I don't even have one.
On the road, they're going to have to convince young people that capitalism is great and, they deserve more tax cuts. This could be really troubling. So here's what I would tell you that you need to do if you want to counter this. Support the Gravel Institute, because this is the only organization that is attacking PragerU's influence head on. The Gravel Institute is trying to undo the damage caused by PragerU, because PragerU videos are actually incredibly far-reaching.
They are. My videos themselves have over 500 million views, which is an amazing thing. We can all... I mean, that's awesome. And I'm not trying to flex on you guys saying I've that many views on my videos, but it's really, really cool to reach so many people. It's really awesome to have that type of reach. And the Gravel Institute, going into them, I mean, I thought it was Gravel Institute. I guess it's Gravel. This is new news to me. But some of their videos, I mean, I didn't dislike the animation that they had on some of them, and I thought some of the information in some of them were pretty good. But I think that I don't think that there can really be a counter to PragerU. I think what PragerU is doing is so powerful because people are so hungry for this information. They watch PragerU videos. They sit there. We get testimonials about people binge-watching PragerU videos an entire night, our whole collection, or all my videos, or Candace Owens' show, because they're so powerful and they've never heard this information before. I think it's something that's different than really any organization out there putting stuff out on the internet that has conservative views. So... I think the Gravel Institute, they can try and do their thing. More power to them. I'm all about a marketplace of ideas, but I don't think there can be an alternative to PragerU. There is no alternative to PragerU. There is only PragerU.
In my own social circles, I was arguing with my idiot cousin about politics. He's a MAGA chud, and we were talking about socialism, and one of his idiotic friends jumped in and tried to educate me about socialism by sharing a PragerU video. Not just one, but multiple PragerU videos. And whatever I said about capitalism and socialism, they had, like, a PragerU video to respond.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the point. We have videos in response to the things that leftists say. So a leftist says something about free healthcare in Sweden or something. We have a video on that. Or talking about how communism has never really been tried. We have videos on all that. I mean, we have videos on all these different things. That's the point of PragerU. Again, I know I'm kind of just going in here and just giving PragerU tons of mad props right now. I mean, I work for PragerU, so of course I'm going to be their biggest supporter all the time. But I think it's important about how scared the left is of us. How scared, like, when they see our videos showing up on their YouTube ads, or that teachers are using them in their classrooms, like, that's a really scary thing to them, which is unbelievable when you see the things that the left are teaching in schools, and they're not scared of that. Transgender story time, BLM, disbanding the nuclear family. I mean, these are scary things. Pro-abortion in schools. I mean, I just saw something today about fifth grade sexual education courses that, I went through school and I got sexual education in fifth grade and it was fine. I didn't think anything of it. But the stuff that they were saying in these things was very gross. Very gross. Things about anal sex and masturbation that were too graphic for me to say here, that are just not necessary for a fifth grader to know. They haven't even gone through puberty. Fifth graders don't need to know these things. Anyway, that kind of stuff should be scaring leftists when they read it. The fact that they're not scared by that and are scared by a video of Dennis Prager, who's, 75 years old, something like that, talking about happiness versus enjoyment or how to make your life better, like, that, it just blows my mind. It's truly, many of the people on the left are out of touch, and those are the people who we need to reach.
Like, they already anticipated the arguments at PragerU, and, like, you don't even, if you're a right-winger, you don't even have to grapple with the arguments that your opponent is making in a debate like this. Like, you just have to copy and paste the link to one of their videos and they do the thinking for you.
I will say that I don't recommend that you guys only just post our videos in the comments without watching them first. I hope that this guy is not telling the whole truth and that you guys actually watch our videos and not just...
Because he's certainly not watching them.
He's certainly not watching them.
He's reading the headline. But the point of the videos is to equip you with the arguments of MIT professors and Pulitzer Prize winning journalists and, you know, top experts in all these areas so that, you know, you're not scrambling to do all the research yourself. We're trying to condense complicated and difficult topics into digestible 5-minute, you know, information that's useful for arguments and for, you know, you knowing the truth. Right. And that's what stands on its own. And we cite our sources in all our videos on our website. And it's just funny that the left gets so outraged over this stuff, but they never look past the headlines. They look at first it's, oh, you cited PragerU. Oh my gosh. It's like, challenge them. What piece of information in the video did you not agree with? You know, and it's, they don't have good arguments, so they just resort to attacks.
And we hear that from the PragerForce students where they, you know, we have PragerForce, our student program, which this guy probably wouldn't like very much if he heard about what that is. That's our student program, and they share PragerU videos in the comments of videos and to their friends and stuff. And instead of, like we hear this all the time, is that instead of attacking the points made in the PragerU video, the student who they're arguing with or their family member, excuse me, will say, oh, a PragerU video, of course, right-wing propaganda. It's like, watch the video and then make up your mind, or at least attack the ideas instead of just attacking PragerU in general or saying alt-right propaganda. All right, this video is almost over.
So, like, it's become such a common phenomenon that I'm seeing normies bring up PragerU, and that it really shows.
I hope normies are watching my videos.
He's using all these terms that I'm not familiar with. I need to go to, like, the... like
MAGA chud convention.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. Do they have a dictionary for this somewhere? James Lindsay has a woke dictionary, but I don't know.
I feel like saying chud. I don't know if I'm saying a curse word or not.
Yeah, maybe this is going to need to be censored.
Yeah, well, Facebook is already censoring us right now.
That's true. It can't get much worse.
No.
We're reaching about 1% of our followers right now. So.
That sucks. That really sucks. Do you want to talk? Your trailer also, despite, you would think he just does my podcast, but he also does social media stuff at PragerU. What's going on with our Facebook right now?
Well, just with the election, they're, you know, they tamp down further and further and won't acknowledge it. And we'll ask them, hey, are you censoring us? And they won't give us a straight answer. But, you know, we can tell because in a normal, in other times we'd be posting and we'd see, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times the engagement on a normal post. And we're not doing anything different. You know, and the content is good and it's compelling and we're, you know, we know how to make this stuff work. And it's just, there's literally nothing we can do to reach our own followers that we've earned. Plus, while we're paying them money to show our videos to people, it's just ridiculous.
It's like
YouTube's the same. And Twitter as well. Now they're, you know, making it, asking you if you want to, you know, read the article before you share it, and which, I don't know, whatever. And that, and then like if before you retweet, you have to add a comment. And, but, you know, we have a great deal more followers, and even like PragerU's account has more followers than yours on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But your tweets will get way more engagement than ours.
My tweets are also better.
Partly maybe because Willett is just so brilliant, but it could also,
I'm brilliant mind.
But it's obviously like there's something going on with suppression.
We have 3.5 million followers on Facebook, right?
Nearly
4 million followers on Facebook, and only 1% of that audience is seeing our posts on Facebook. How ridiculous is that? That it's like we've worked so hard for years to build that type of audience. I know this is kind of veering off from what we were talking about. But worked so hard for years, the amount of man hours, everything we've done. And Facebook can just come on with their stupid shadow Silicon Valley leftist algorithms and silence us. And then not talk to us when we try and get a straight answer of them. And this is happening to not just PragerU, conservatives all over. It's not happening to these leftists in the same way. Anyway.
This is anecdotal evidence, of course, but it shows the wide reach that PragerU has. I mean, we see that Turning Point USA has been relatively dominant. I don't know the overall effect that they've had, but PragerU has had an effect. And if they actually are able to infiltrate and indoctrinate and basically brainwash young children at a young age, that would be terrible.
That would be the opposite of terrible. That would be great. We're going to get every single child in America watching PragerU videos. Just you wait, guy. I don't remember his name. But I don't want to harp too much on that guy. You know, he's a YouTuber guy making videos and talking about the news and things. So good on him for getting his information out there. Seems like an okay guy. But
and hey, it's like they give us some. They help us trend on Twitter twice nationally, so we can give this guy a little bit back.
Yeah, yeah, go check out his channel. But guys, don't – I will say this. It happened a little bit ago on a couple other podcasts where I posted something about some person. I think it was hate mail or something, or I was reviewing something, and some people who watched the podcast went and commented on that person's stuff and said mean things to the person. Don't be doing that, guys. Don't be blowing up someone's spot because you saw him on my podcast. That's just don't do that. You don't want to blow up someone's spot, okay? No blowing up people's spots.
Hashtag right? We go high.
Hashtag we go high, all right? don't be blowing up spots. Anyway, that's what's going on with PragerU right now. So I know that was a long way. We already spent half an hour just talking about this video itself and what's been going on, but it's a PragerU podcast, and I think that was really important. It went into a lot of other stuff as well, with just how the left acts. You know, you can replace PragerU with Fox News, you can replace PragerU with Turning Point or any other descending conservative voice, whatever it might be. You can replace PragerU with that, and these leftists will think the exact same things. They'll think the exact same things when it comes to a lot of these topics. So, okay, can I share with you guys the skit that I did? I made a funny skit. It was funny. Taylor, it was funny, right? Wasn't it funny?
It was almost as good as it would have been if I helped you shoot it.
Yeah, well, you were no help at all. You were actually useless. Just kidding, Taylor. You're really helpful. All the time. Thanks,
Will.
Thank you. But I'm going to play a sketch. It's Shark Tank. It's me pretending I'm on Shark Tank. Here we go. Good evening, sharks. Thank you so much for having me on Shark Tank. We know what it's like as white people to wake up every single day with our white guilt. What it's like to be oppressing minorities every single day. But what if I told you there was a way to absolve yourself of your white privilege? Now there is, with Guilt Free, the latest app from Woke Industries. Now no matter where you are, anytime, you can have a minority show up that you can apologize to for your whiteness. Why don't you try it out for yourself? I'm sorry for oppressing you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for my whiteness.
It's okay.
Can I kiss your feet? Don't you guys feel better already? I feel great. Like I'm really actually helping their struggles or something. That was amazing. I just posted a picture on Twitter, hashtag every month should be Black History Month. Let's say I'm at the office working and I see a woman who I know is making 77 cents for every dollar that I make. Can I get a woman to come and apologize to as well? You can. Guilt Free offers full customization of gender, sexual orientation, legal status, trans stuff. I'm asking for $1 million for 20% of my company. My man, you have a deal. You see, I'd love to give it to you, but she's a woman, so I kind of feel like I have to give it to her.
Yes! Gonna get started right now.
Thank you so much, Shark. And to get you started, I've thrown in a Mexican woman for you.
You can start apologizing now.
There was my sketch. I was very proud of it. Can you guys tell that I'm very proud of that sketch? I worked on that sketch. I had that idea months ago for that sketch, and no one would help me. No one would help me make it. So then I said, screw it. I'm going to go make it myself and with three other people. But
you had to direct it. You had to soup to nuts. It was all you, right?
Soup to nuts. No. I've never heard someone say that before in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's like a very common phrase. But
soup to nuts?
Yes, it is.
Are you guys going soup to nuts?
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard that before in my entire life.
It's a shame that you can call yourself like a 90s kid. You seem like...
I was born in 1996.
Yeah, see, you're past... You're rounding up. You're basically a Xennial.
No, I'm like soup to iPhones.
Yeah.
I don't know about nuts. Psych. Raw almonds.
Gross.
This is my favorite snack. Ramens, as I call them. Shorten it up.
It just sounds like ramen.
Ramens. The L is silent.
You guys tell them how gross those are and that flavored almonds are.
Anyone who eats roasted almonds, disgusting. Anyone who eats wasabi flavored almonds, what are you? An idiot? On the left, eat ramens. They're much better and they're better for you. You don't need all that salt in your life. Ramens. Ramens, if you would sponsor me, I would really appreciate it. But now I want to get in the PragerForce question of the day. Again, PragerForce is our student program here at PragerU. We're about 10,000 students strong. If you want to join PragerForce, Taylor will put the link for PragerForce in. If you're a student around the world, young professional, join PragerForce by clicking the link. Or you can text the word PragerForce to 64600. That's PragerForce to 64600. But the PragerForce question of the day was from Maddie Grace. She said, "You have said you are a nationalist." I have. "Are you a nationalist when your country does something right and when it does something wrong?" It's a good question, Maddie. Thank you so much for asking it. Yes, I am a nationalist, even when my country does something great or it does something wrong. Okay? When looking at America, I mean, I'm an American nationalist. I'm not a nationalist for another country. And I don't know if I would consider myself a nationalist if I lived in somewhere like France or the UK or whatever it might be. But I'm a nationalist. I'm an American nationalist because I believe in the values of this country. The values that our founding fathers set up for this country are the best values in the entire world. They're the best values in the entire world. And the way that the founders set this country up is different. It is unique than any other country. I think everyone, especially if you're a Christian, you should be a nationalist. If you're a Christian, you should be an American nationalist because the values that this country was founded on are Christian, Judeo-Christian values. Look at the Bill of Rights and look at the Declaration of Independence, talking about all men have rights that are endowed on them by their Creator. The Bill of Rights, those rights are not given to you by the government. They are given to you by God. So when a country is established in that way and those rights can never be taken away by anyone else because those rights were given to you by your Creator, then I will always be an American nationalist. I will always be an American nationalist because those are the best values in the entire world. So I will always support America so that even if we have a president who's a socialist or even a communist and he does some bad stuff and kills people or starves people, whatever it might be, or sinks this economy into the dirt, I will still be an American nationalist because the values that this country was founded on are the best values in the world. I can't say that for other countries. I mean, that's the beauty of America, is that there are no other countries like America. The UK, they don't have freedom of speech like we do. France doesn't have freedom of speech like we do. No other country does. No other country has a right to bear arms like we do, or any of the other amendments in the Bill of Rights. They don't have these kind of rights that are given to us by God. So no matter what happens with our government, with people in this country, I will always be an American nationalist.
Amen.
Amen, baby.
But do you denounce white supremacy?
No comment. Yeah. Of course I denounce white supremacy. That's so stupid, Taylor, putting me on the spot like that.
What?
Now everyone's going to think I'm a white supremacist.
Well, I know. We've been talking about nationalism for a while. It's just, you know, you've got to just throw a couple denunciations in there just to, you know, punctuate it.
It's like if you say you're a nationalist, it's like they think you're a white supremacist because you support your nation. I will always support the values that this nation was founded on. I can't say that I will always support what the leaders do, I mean, or what the politicians do at all, or the corporate billionaires. Of course, I don't support Big Pharma. I don't support these big fast food companies, what they're doing in this country. I don't support spineless Republican politicians or people on the left doing terrible things in California. I don't support any of these people or the things that they're doing or the way they're overreaching into our lives. I mean, these are, in a lot of ways, many of them are terrible people who are destroying this country. I don't support any of them. But what this country was founded on and what this country can be, it's the greatest values in the world, and I will continue to support it. And all Christians, this is something to all Christians to remember as well, because of the way our founders basically wrote out the Constitution to give us these values and these rights, you should always be an American nationalist as a Christian. New quote poster. Taylor? You might want to write that down.
I already missed it, actually. I was hanging out with the comments. People.
That's okay. Soups and nuts, I guess. You know, is that how that works?
People are looking it up. Everyone in the comments knows that it's a phrase.
No one knows that's a phrase.
Everyone does.
No one knows that's a phrase. Cass, my girlfriend, she's always watching this. Cass and my mom. Mom, have you ever heard Soups and Nuts before? My mom watches every episode. I might have told you guys this before, but she watches every single episode, and while I'm doing my episode the whole time, she's texting me, "That part was stupid. You shouldn't have done that quiz. It was so boring." Or, "That part was really funny. That was really good." See, I just got a text about her. "OMG, that sketch, it was really funny, but I feel like you are going to get beat up as soon as you leave the building." That's what my mom just texted me.
He gets beat up all the time anyways.
I get beat up at work.
There's a locker here you get stuffed in every
week. Yeah, I get swirlies. I get bullied. Cass said never as well. So these people, no one's ever heard of soups and nuts.
Oh my gosh.
You put nuts in your soup?
It's just an idiom. I don't know the origin, but I'm an American nationalist, and I know American phrases.
No, that's good.
Unlike you.
That's good. Cass, before this started, she was being very sweet to me. She sent me a nice message. She watched the video, the Supreme Court video that I did. If you guys haven't seen the video I did of the Supreme Court, where I talked to people about if a president has the right to nominate someone during an election year to be on the Supreme Court, she was being very nice and very sweet. So thank you, Cass. I appreciate you. Anyway, can we get into your guys' questions now? I want to talk a little bit about the Chris Pratt thing, actually. I mean, we can talk about that. It's not a huge deal to me. Just, again, it kind of goes into some of the other stuff we were talking about. Excuse me, earlier with PragerU stuff, where it's like, they called, if you guys didn't hear, they called Chris Pratt, some guy, because Chris Pratt was supposed to go to this Avengers vote for Biden type of deal. It was something along those lines. It was like a big rally or something where the Avengers cast was going to go to support for Biden or fundraise for Joe Biden. And Chris Pratt didn't want to go. He didn't want to go. He just didn't go. And then people on Twitter went after him. They went off on him saying that he had racist, white supremacist, homophobic energy. Whatever the hell that means. I don't know. They probably say the same thing about me too. Nationalist energy as well. But they said that about him, but then a lot of other celebrities came out in support of him, which was really cool, actually. Someone like Robert Downey Jr., even Mark Ruffalo and Zoe Saldana, who are huge leftists, still came out and said that, you know, Chris Pratt is a great guy. And that's, but it's the same thing. They call him this racist, homophobic, white supremacist and Christian. They made fun of him because he was Christian and lambasted him for that. But it's like they have no proof of the things that he actually did. They have no proof he's a white supremacist. They have no proof that he's homophobic, no proof that he's racist. All they know about him is that he's white and that he's Christian and that he didn't want to go to this Joe Biden event. And so they shame you. And so they don't have to give you any examples of these kind of things. They will go after you and take you down no matter what. So for to actually have other Hollywood celebrities, this is why I wasn't super sure about talking about it, because I was like, wow, even these other leftist Hollywood celebrities are coming out in his defense, which is an amazing thing. It makes it seem like this is kind of a far left deal where only stupid people on Twitter who are just super far leftists are coming out and getting any sort of upset about this. Regardless, the left never has to give examples for the hate and the disgusting things that they say about you. They just tell you that you're hateful and you're disgusting by being hateful and disgusting themselves. They never have to give you an actual example. Okay, but I would love to get into your guys' questions now. Let's get into the questions. Oh, last thing. Wow, sorry. Stories of Us, a new show with PragerU launched today. We had Gina be on it, Brandon Tatum, Brandon Strzok, Amir Odom. Amir was in my sketch that you guys saw. He was a black kid. But a lot of people, if you guys want to have your own story shared, you can go on Instagram story, share your quick story, 15, 30 seconds, tag PragerU and hashtag Stories of Us, and then be featured on the PragerU page if it's a good story. So hope you guys all do that. Thomas Hughes said, would you rather be tall and skinny or short and buff? Well, I'm already tall and buff. So, I don't know if I can answer that question. Penelope Rose said, would you rather be forced to stay on your bubble at Chipotle or drink another swig of the Aunt Jemima on your wall? Definitely drink the Aunt Jemima on my wall. Chipotle is tyranny. Tyrannical bubble boys at Chipotle are taking over our lives. Did you guys know in Los Angeles, we're still shut down, obviously, and it's a terrible, stupid thing. One person... this entire week, one person in Los Angeles died. Do you know how many people live in the city of Los Angeles? 10 million people. And one person in Los Angeles died this week because of COVID, and we still can't eat inside a restaurant or go somewhere without our masks on or go to Disneyland. What a stupid thing to do. It's so aggravating. And Disneyland, I mean, even the people and the head of Disneyland came out and said the government are a bunch of idiots. They came out and basically said this is going against science. It's going against the California economy. You are destroying this state by not allowing these theme parks and places to be open. And then they're not even letting them be open to full capacity. And you have to understand that things like this don't just affect Disney. It doesn't just affect Disneyland by not opening Disneyland. Think about all the hotels in the area. Think about the rental car services. Think about the airline industry where people are going and taking vacations. Think about all the restaurants that are around there that are small businesses that depend on the tourism from Disneyland, or the shops that people go and buy Disney stuff, or things just being in California. all of these businesses are affected when Gavin Newsom or the stupid government comes and says, no, we're going to keep it shut down. So it's easy to think like, oh, just a few people at Disneyland are going to lose their jobs or lose some money. Who cares? And we're keeping people safe, you know, whatever. But it's like, that's not what it is. It is such a huge deal because it overarches in everything. You shut one thing down, it has a
chain reaction.
I was going to say dynamite effect.
Sure.
Boom goes the dynamite and California is destroyed. That's essentially what happens. But it's a chain reaction to all different parts of our economy. Every single part of our economy is affected when you shut down just even one facet of it because they all work together. That's the beauty of capitalism, is that when it's all these different private businesses working together, competing, that means that when one certain industry is shut down, it affects all of them. So California, why don't you actually do something useful and open this state back up so we can all have fun again and not be so scared of this virus that has killed one person in the entire city of Los Angeles. One person out of 10 million people in a week, and you're shutting down the whole... Let's get back to the would you rathers. This stuff gets me so upset. Would you rather get a university education from James or not go to a toxic leftist campus? Would you rather get a university education for a better job or not go to a toxic leftist campus?
I actually don't understand this question.
I don't understand the question either. Sorry, James. Can't answer that. Jitsu Face said, would you rather date a real woman or a trans woman? I'm going to let Taylor answer this one first. What would you say?
Any sexual preference is racist and evil and bad. So I don't think we're allowed to answer this at all.
Yeah, Taylor wants to date all women. Taylor will date any woman who's willing to date him.
I have a girlfriend. I can't allow that to be broadcast over the internet.
Taylor has a girlfriend. We all give...
And it's a real woman. I mean, can I say it's a real woman? I mean, it's a biological woman.
It's a real trans woman.
Born a woman.
She's really
still
trans.
A woman.
No, she's beautiful. I've met his girlfriend. She's really nice. And you guys haven't even seen Taylor's face, but they're both...
It's coming.
People.
We may have more cameras and stuff soon.
Yes, we're upgrading the set. As you guys can see, it kind of looks dumb right now, but we're going to upgrade everything. It's going to look really nice. And then Taylor's trans girlfriend can come on the show and grace us with her presence.
As long as we get enough money from the fracking billionaires.
Yeah, as long as the fracking billionaires
keep coming through.
Yeah, I know. I got to call my shell companies and get them to send some
get that money out
over.
Of the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, out of Switzerland. Would you rather go on Joe Rogan's podcast or the Timcast IRL podcast? I'd rather do Joe Rogan just because I think that Joe Rogan has a far-reaching audience. But yeah. Hope Schmidt said, would you rather lose an arm or a leg? I just did this. Cass and I were doing Would You Rathers this weekend at a Japanese garden. It was very fun. And we did Would You Rather Have No Arms or No Legs? And I would rather have no legs.
Yeah,
you
same.
Need arms.
You got to have arms. They're so versatile.
They're so versatile. Think about all the things that you couldn't do if you didn't have arms. And you could be like a little hobbit, like walking around on your arms with no legs.
I always think of like Legos when you'd lose the arms and you just had, we called them kickers, just little guys with me and my brothers when we'd play Legos. You'd lose the arms and they just end up with one guy you couldn't find arms for. And so he's just a little kicker.
Soups and nuts, I guess.
That's soup to nuts. That's soup not to soup nut. To nuts because he couldn't finish his little Lego.
I still
body.
Don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
Someone put it in the here. Someone put it the definition in the comments. Rosemary Bree Dempsey toward the bottom of your doc here. Soup to nuts is an American English idiom that conveys the meaning from beginning to end. It is derived from the description of a full course in dinner in which courses progress from soup to a dessert of nuts.
Who eats a dessert of nuts?
I don't know. Who eats raw almonds? So
I eat raw almonds, but it's a snack. It's not a dessert. Anyone, if you're in here and you're nuts, or you, if you eat nuts.
You're nuts.
If you eat nuts for dessert, you're disgusting. You should not be having nuts for dessert unless it's on something. Like
ice cream.
Like ice cream.
Like a sundae from McDonald's.
Or sundae from McDonald's. Or I'm sure all of you guys in the comments are just thinking a bunch of dirty things, aren't you? Think things about nuts. I don't mean it that way. Walnuts, pecans, almonds. You can't have that for dessert.
You need to get your mind off the Zoom call.
Get your mind off Jeffrey Toobin and get your mind on this podcast, okay? We're not having no mistakes. Can you believe that? That was the most unbelievable thing, the Jeffrey Toobin thing. I didn't talk about it because I don't know if that's super on brand. But, I mean, just so funny. I mean, it's horrible, but it's like...
I think Chris Pratt got more outrage and flack, and we did this week.
More people get mad at us for trying to just, what, brainwash kids?
For one teacher assigning extra credit.
I know. One teacher assigns a PragerU video as extra credit.
Optionally.
We get destroyed all over social media, and this guy shows his nuts, literal, on Zoom to a bunch of people, and it's like not even that big of a deal.
What was there to say?
That was pretty gross. Sorry, Jeff. That really sucks. Okay. Red Laser Productions said, what do you think about Canada, Will? It's a bunch of snow socialists up there. But it seems like a beautiful place. I'd love to go and... Snow socialists. I'd love to visit Canada one day. But I think Vancouver would be a beautiful place to go. Have you ever been to Canada?
Yeah, I've been... I'm from Minnesota originally, and we'd go like on fishing trips up into Canada in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. and it's nice. It's pretty.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Toronto and see Drizzy Drake.
I want
to
go anywhere but Vancouver.
Really? Because of all the drug addicts?
Vancouver is like the Austin of Canada. It's like everyone in California wants to go to Austin, Texas, because it's basically like L.A.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, that's not middle America experience. It's like, you know, so Vancouver to me, it's like everyone from L.A. wants to go to Vancouver. It's like, why?
I'd still like to go. I think it'd be fun.
I mean, I know it's like a beautiful city and it's got a great reputation, so I'm sure it's lovely in a lot of ways, but it's also like known for being super progressive and, you know, who needs more of that right now?
Yeah. Okay. Houston said, why and how and when did young people get so political? When I was a teen and in my 20s, nobody I knew cared about politics. Yeah, I agree. When I was growing up, I mean, even just remembering elementary, middle school, even high school, I mean, the political kids were like the weird ones. Like, it was the, you had that weird conservative kid who wore a suit to school, and that was like the one political kid. And then you had the leftists who were just like super weird, and no one really knew what socialism was. And it was just like, okay, these are the political people here. Or you had the one who was like the perfect kid who was a student body president and running for, you know, going to be president one day. So you had kids like that who were the political ones. And now it's like everybody's political. And I think it has to do with the 2015 election. I think the 2016 election was such a wake-up call for so many people because Donald Trump came and said, I'm going to take down all these people and all these different things that you didn't even realize were there. All these different institutions ran by the left. Like, I didn't know all these things were going on, really, about the education system and the universities. Like, I had no idea until someone kind of came on and told me and said, you know, you are being controlled. You are being brainwashed. And so by him doing that, he made a ton of enemies. Every single person in America who wasn't conservative was an enemy, was Donald Trump's enemy. They hated Donald Trump. And so I think that woke a lot of people up. And so the left really mobilized people to get passionate about politics. And then that also happened with conservatives, seeing someone like Donald Trump and getting very riled up about politics at the same time and getting very motivated. So I think that's what really happened. And now it's not just the weird kids doing political stuff. It's like everyone now, you know, everyone, even though I am still a little weird. Okay. Let's do. I think that's about it. Oh, someone said this is from last week. Said that was a terrible Obama impression. Thanks. I'm glad that was the last thing I read today. That makes me feel great.
A little palate cleanser. Opposite of that.
Malia, it's a great Obama impression. I got the Nobel Peace Prize for, what did I do?
We go high.
We go high. When the left goes low, we go high. Okay?
It's pretty good. It's almost as bad as your Jordan Peterson.
My Jordan Peterson? Wait, I have to get into character. I only eat meat. I only like eating meat. Lobsters. I never said that.
There's my Jordan Peterson. That sounds nothing like...
Well, what you're saying is...
Shameful.
What you're saying is, I have to call you trans. That's what Jordan Peterson sounds like.
He's back now, by the way, which I'm really happy about.
I know, he came out with a video. I haven't been able to watch the video yet, but I wanted to watch it. If anyone's watched the video of Jordan Peterson... well, you just watched one about 10 seconds ago, but the other video of Jordan Peterson. Would love to hear it. Okay, guys, that's where we're going to end the podcast today. It's been a fun one. I know we spent a lot of time on that video at the front of this episode, but I think it was really important. Remember, if you watch this podcast and you like it, share this video on Facebook, on YouTube. Share it out there, especially with our suppression being so high by these big tech companies. We really appreciate it if you shared it out. And then if you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever it might be, rate it 5 stars, leave a nice comment. That really helps us out too. Even if you don't watch it on Apple, go and give it 5 stars because it helps me reach more people with the podcast. So I'd really appreciate it, guys. Share this. Follow me on social media if you don't already. And we're going to see you guys in next week's episode. Thanks for watching. Peace.